2 of that 590 show coming at you right now on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John G. Monty Rudolph behind the dials. The text line is available at 855-282-8255. The Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255. I only ask one thing, though, okay? If you think I suck, at least call and stay on the air and tell me I suck, like live on the air. Don't call up and tell Giamatti and then hang up like some kind of chicken bleep. Be a man and get on the air and tell me I suck or text it in. Come on, big man. What are you afraid of?
Mainly because that's not fair to Giamatti. Come on. He's not the one who's sucking. It's us.
Yeah. I mean, if you think I suck, call up right now and tell me I suck. Don't tell Giamatti about it. That's not going to get anything done. And unless you're one of those internet tough guys that like tweets behind like an egg or whatever. Exactly, Giamatti.
I just called.
That's right.
To say I love you.
I think the guy got mad because I made fun of the Cardinal Cowboy. That's what it is. And that Cardinal Cowboy introduced himself to me 3 times when Dan Buffa and I were at that brew house. For that event that Mike Matheny had, that sports complex in Chesterfield. And he was there and he introduced himself to me 3 times.
Yeah, that guy's the worst.
I don't know. Like, I can't even, and to be honest with you, I can't remember what his name is. But he introduced himself to me like 3 times that night.
All I know is that I've seen pictures of him post pictures on Facebook of like away games. And he's like at his house watching the Cardinals game and his Cardinals Cowboy get up. And he's essentially the worst person in St. Louis is all I can come up with.
We got NHL tonight. We have the Anaheim Ducks and the Nashville Predators. It's looking like Nashville may close it out tonight.
Yeah, another eight running all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. How about that? The 8 seed.
Well, okay. I mean, they were an 8 seed, but I mean, they just as easily could have been a number 3.
True, but still,
the Blues did a good job of feasting on some really bad teams down the stretch and vaulted themselves to a 3rd seed. So Nashville just as easily could have been a 3rd. I mean, they were going to be 3 or number 8, one or the other.
Nonetheless, it's been fun, I think, to watch Nashville and what they've done. Despite their gaudy uniforms, they're a team that plays fast. I mean, we saw it as they very quickly just skated all over the St. Louis Blues. They're a fun team to watch, and while I'm not buying into this whole I like to see the team that beat me win it all, I'm just rooting for the Predators because as soon as the Oilers went out and you couldn't root for Connor McDavid and that group of young guys, I couldn't think of a more fun team in these Final Four to root for than the Predators.
Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins putting Matt Murray in goal, that's what they needed because they've won their last 2 games. They beat Ottawa last night 7-0. So it's looking like the NHL may get their dream matchup of Pittsburgh and Nashville because you know that's what they really want.
Oh, totally.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line. Caller, you're there. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Yeah, I'm not afraid to talk to you. I can't text you because your text machine's not working. So when I do text you, I don't get the kickback saying that you received the text message. So anyway, I'm calling because you're like some of these other sportscasts or radio guys who think that they know more than every other coach in every other sport. So about a week or two ago, you were bashing Greg Popovich. You were bashing him. Oh, why doesn't he do this with LaMarcus Aldridge? Why doesn't he do this? And they ended up winning the series. They actually ended up kicking the crap out of the team the night that you said that they were going to lose the series. They actually won the game, and they won handedly. So you got Mark that calls you all the time, or whoever that dude is who calls, and he knows everything about every sport too, which is really funny. So if you guys think you're going to be a great GM, do you have a business degree? Do you have a business management degree? Do you want to be a GM? Maybe you should try to go be a GM somewhere instead of doing this radio gig because you're terrible at it. So if you think that you can, you know, sign the greatest players to fill a lineup that's going to win you games, Go see what it's like and give it a shot. Let's see what your statistics are on that.
I believe I called out LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't believe I called out Greg Popovich. I said LaMarcus Aldridge needs to win a game for the Spurs.
No, you were saying Greg Popovich needs to do this, and you realize he's probably one of the greatest coaches in NBA history, and you're trying to tell him how to do his job.
I think Greg Popovich is one of the greatest coaches right now in professional sports, if not the best one.
Well, then why were you ripping him a new A a couple of weeks ago saying he needs to do this? Your exact words were, Greg Popovich needs to do this with his players, and he needs to do this. It's exactly what you said. So you had the guy on today from Chicago who I've heard before, and this guy, does he have any idea what so the Cardinals don't pay big contracts for pitchers, and they're not going to. So he named these guys. He thinks that they're going to bring in these players. They're not going to do that. That's not the ownership's philosophy. That's why they got Mozeliak in the door when they did, because he's the perfect guy to manage low-income players, because that's what Mozeliak's good at, and that's what the Cardinals ownership group wants. They don't want hefty salaries because they don't need hefty salaries. So you got this guy calling from Chicago. I think he's horrible, and I don't think he has a clue what he's talking about. But you interview him all the time, and then you always want to pat your people on the back that you interview. But most of the time what they say doesn't actually come to fruition.
So you want me to bring these people on and then rail on them?
Well, no, maybe you shouldn't bring them on. So start keeping track of what's said on the radio, what your predictions are. Oh, and when you bring on guys and they say, oh, they think they're going to go after these three pitchers. Okay, start keeping track of what really happens. And we're talking real world, not hypothetical. Some guy writes a blog, so all of a sudden he knows more than anybody else knows because he writes a blog. Big deal. He writes a blog. Anybody can write a blog. You need to have factual proof. You need to have evidence. You need to back up your statistics.
Sir, what's your name?
Not Bernie Miklas.
Well, I know that, but what's your name?
More eloquent.
You can call me Eric.
Eric? Okay, Eric, from now on, I want you to be my quality control person, so anytime that I screw up, our text machine's working, so I'm not sure what exactly is going on, because I'm getting texts in from Big Al, I'm getting texts in from Justin Luter, so...
I was told by your morning crew that some phone providers won't allow text messages to go through to your system.
Oh, that's news to me. That I don't know. But
right.
if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to have you be my quality control person. I'm counting on you to keep me in check, and when I F up, I want you to call me. I want you to rail me a new one, all right?
Oh, I won't have a problem doing that.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Eric. That is Eric. He's in charge of our quality control. I don't remember saying that, though, about Popovich. Did I say that about him? Maybe I did. I thought I was calling out LaMarcus Aldridge for not being very good.
Well, he tried to quote you, and it didn't sound anything like something you would
That's
say.
That's the second. Yeah, when you say somebody said a direct quote, and they said this
now,
thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually said
that. I'm not
Greg
saying
Popovich
I didn't say it. I'm just saying I don't remember saying it.
That's the second time, and maybe it's the same caller who said that we destroyed Greg Popovich. And I'm sitting here. Okay, thank you, Giamatti. I have no idea. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that specific show, because we got after it on LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, we have multiple times, and I don't think anyone can say it was not pertinent. I can't remember a single time where you went after Greg Popovich. Mainly because I
said something about like putting Kawhi Leonard back out there to finish a game after he was injured, and they ended up winning that game.
That might have been it, but I don't think I would let you say bad things about Pop without strongly rebuking you on the air.
I think the only thing I called out Popovich on was his hypocrisy about Zsa Pachulia the entire time that he had Bruce Bowen on his team doing the same damn thing that he did. That's the only time I ever went after Popovich.
Yeah, I don't think we ran after Greg Popovich. We definitely went after LaMarcus Aldridge. He deserved it, though.
He did it.
I think you did question Pop on the Kawhi Leonard with the foot thing. That's the only thing I have to think of. But now I gotta go find out, because if we're smashing Pop on here, we have to write the record, sir. Like I can't be letting those things happen. I can't be letting. Speaking of Eric Megersmith is gonna come down and smack this show right down.
Well, I mean, if we had Mark on too, God knows what was said.
You know, yeah,
it could have been me. It could have been him, or it could have been.
I think we need to run a disclaimer before and after Mark's calls. The thoughts expressed in this phone call are not the opinions
there
of
we
any
go.
590 employees.
Mark needs a parental advisory.
Yes. Exactly.
Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Big Al joins us. Good evening, Big Al. How are you, sir?
What's up?
What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Good. Hey, Eric, you need a Xanax. First off, every quality manager can be questioned because they're not all 100%. So just because Pop does this, you can't criticize it. Because he will tell you in the press conference after he throws a water bottle at you that, yeah, he made mistakes. So we could criticize Tony La Russa, Scotty Bowman. Matheny's an easy mark, so that's another thing. But we could criticize because, you know, that's what sports is about. If you
sports radio,
agree,
at least.
yeah, and all agree, then we're boring. Like, never mind, I almost said that too. But anyway, so, Eric, you know what, bro? I love you, and you're probably right, because my boy does make a lot of mistakes, but he's a good dude, so keep listening and keep him under quality control, because God knows he needs it. Talk to his mother. I know all about it. So keep bringing the stats, E, but don't get so mad, bro. Everybody has an opinion.
I could not agree more, Big Al. Thank you for the call. I also
night, boys.
See you later,
buddy. Have a good night, Big Al.
I also want to have a three-way powwow with Eric and Hockey Bob, because I've never heard people who listen to so much sports radio have such differing opinions and opinions that I would never expect to come from somebody from listening to sports radio. Hockey Bob gets mad because he listens to sports radio all day, and he gets mad because people are down and they're bashing the teams and they're bashing the players and they're complaining about the wins and the losses. And then Eric's mad because people are prognosticating things that never come close to happening, and they're saying, well, I think this might happen. It never comes close to happening. If there's two things you're going to get from sports radio, it's going to be people saying stuff that's never going to happen because they're trying to have some kind of interesting conversation going, and two, people bitching about little things in sports. Why are you listening to so much sports radio if those are the two things that bother you? I want to know firstly from Eric and Hockey Bob, do you just listen to the radio so you can get mad at people who disagree with you? Because that's a completely reasonable.
Well, now it's
a completely reasonable thought process.
Well, now
so
Eric's going to call and yell at you.
That's fine, because I want to know. I want to know why. I just want to know if people saying things that aren't going to come true, whether it's not because and again, sometimes you bring up topics that might never happen because it's going to be an interesting thought process. Like, what if the Cardinals were to put out big money for a pitcher, who might they go for? Now, I had stepped out during that part of the Clay interview. But I just want to have a powwow with Eric and Hockey Bob, because I don't get why they listen to so much sports radio if it makes them so mad inherently.
Clay's articles were all, they were pretty much hypotheticals. I don't think he thought they were for sure going to do this. I don't think they're going to make a run at a starting pitcher. The Cardinals aren't. Like I said, I think they're going to do what they always do. They're going to trade a minor leaguer more than likely you've never heard of for a middle reliever that you more than likely have never heard of. That's what they do. And the bullpen, I think, is where they really need help. The offense really kind of sputtered a lot, but they really needed they really need bullpen help. What's going on? You're doing some kind of calisthenic over there.
We have breaking news.
Okay, what's the breaking news?
Now, yes, I'm not going to wait for... We just want to kick into my update right now?
Yeah, let's just do it now. Let's hit the sounder.
Tweeted 7 minutes ago from @JonTayPorter, after much thought and prayer, I have decided to commit to the University of Missouri.
Well, there we go.
Jontay Porter, the younger brother of Michael Porter Jr., he tweeted out earlier today, stay tuned, that was 6 hours ago, 7 minutes ago, from his official Twitter-verified account, @JonTayPorter. After much thought and prayer, I have decided to commit to the University of Missouri. It only gets more interesting. I think we have some emails to send out now, Berger. The Cardinals are off tonight. They start a 3-game series against the LA Dodgers in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Lynn versus Clayton Kershaw in Game 1. Leak versus Rich Hill in Game 2. And then Waka takes on Kenta Maeda in Game 3 of that series. They are underway in Nashville. 16 minutes left in Nashville. They're trying to close this one out, and they have jumped out already to a 1-0 lead. Again, 16 minutes left to play in the first period, and the Nashville Predators leading Game 6, leading the series going into Game 6, 3-2, have jumped out to a 1-0 lead in Game 6. Warriors and Spurs getting away a little bit from now. And by the way, that goal from the Predators, Austin Watson, the young guy, continues to put up points. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of the summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kimner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, have a wide inventory of both, and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. Let's take a commercial break, and then we'll talk about Jontay Porter and what his commitment to the University of Missouri means. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm on.